Bible Study Vibes is your go-to platform for diving into the Bible and growing closer to Christ. Our goal is simple, really, to make studying Scripture accessible and enjoyable for everyone. Now, whether you're new to the faith or a seasoned believer, our podcasts and videos are here to guide you on your spiritual journey. So join us as we explore God's Word together and experience the power of His love and His grace. In Jesus' name.
What we doing today, y'all? First off, hope y'all having a great weekend, and I hope that this nightcap of Bible Study Vibes can be something that y'all can have well-rested thoughts about in the coming days and have an even better week. But today we're talking about Matthew chapter 13, verse number 24 through 30. Prayed earlier, but we about to pray again. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this daytime privilege and opportunity. Thank you for everything that you are and everything that you continue to do. We pray for peace, pray for knowledge, pray for understanding. Pray that you just dwell with us and just lead us in the way that you want us to go when it comes to your scripture. And pray that we just glorify you in everything that we do. We thank you and pray that you just speak to us like you never did before. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, so Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through 30. We're going to have Kaya read it out loud, just in case y'all don't have y'all Bibles with y'all. So go ahead and read, babe.
Okay, Matthew 13, 24 through 30. I'm reading the New International Version. It's the parable of the weeds. Jesus told another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you're pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn."
Thank you for reading that.
No problem.
All right, guys. So this parable, hey, Destiny. So this parable that we're talking about today in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through 30, I just want you guys to imagine that you have a garden where you plant wheat, which is good, and then there's weeds, which are bad. The story is about how sometimes when the wheat starts growing, some sneaky weeds also start growing among them. So just like how sometimes things that aren't good for us can try to sneak into our lives and distract us from doing what is right. But just like the farmer in the story, we have to be patient and let the good things grow while trying to get rid of the bad things so we can grow up strong and healthy, just like the wheat in the garden. So our fifth month of this year-long Bible study plan, which is called the Year of Harvest, the theme for this month is eliminating distractions. And that's why, my bad, weeding out distractions. And that's why we focused on Matthew chapter 13 today. So we're going to reflect on some of the challenges posed by distractions and the influences that hinder our spiritual growth. Now, earlier in today, Kaya and I went to Bible study. I mean, not Bible study. We went to church. And we learned a couple of things about how to set healthy boundaries. When it comes to setting healthy boundaries, there's four steps that come to setting healthy boundaries. One of those steps, when it came to setting boundaries, we need to understand that boundaries are not restrictions and boundaries are not negative things, but boundaries were given to us by God as a gift. The pastor gave us the analogy of him going to Disney World and how a couple years back, there was a family who lost their child to an alligator, an alligator attack. It was a 2-year-old child that they lost to an alligator attack because the child was walking too close to the pond. The family was walking too close to the pond. The family didn't pay attention to the restrictions
or the boundaries
that they should have set for the boundaries that was set before them, and they didn't set their own boundaries for themselves. It inevitably lost them a child. Not to say that the parents were to blame or that anybody was to blame for this horrific act, but that's just how significant and how much God cares about us having these boundaries. God is our Father, and God, He wants us to stay safe, and He wants us to remain living, and He doesn't want us to be put out into harm's way. But there are a lot of alligators and crocodiles lurking among us, and sin is that crocodile, or sin is that alligator. So when it comes to the challenges that are these distractions and the boundaries, I have a question for all of you. The question is, what are some distractions that can lead to your destruction? And it could be something like, I don't know, fast food when it comes to your diet that can lead to, you know, something like heart disease or things of that sort, or something even bigger, like some people have, you know, a lusting or a porn addiction. But you can outwardly say what you think your alligators are, or you can internally say what you think your alligators are. But I have that question. What do you think your things that what do you think your distractions are that hold you away from God and slow you down from being close to Jesus? Anybody?
I want to say that my personal alligator is that of unforgiveness and not being able to extend grace, which is actually something that we had talked about at our church earlier, where the pastor was talking about setting healthy boundaries, and he was saying that that forgiveness and extending grace are very important when you're setting healthy boundaries. So for me, it's like, you know, if you do something to me, I tend to take it in and I harbor it and I let it fester and I let it grow. Whereas, you know, Christ has told us that we need to forgive. Like, God has forgiven us and extended grace to us for all our sins because we're imperfect. So, you know, I should be following the example of Christ more. And yeah, that's my alligator.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you for telling us what your alligator is, mm-hmm. and talking about some distractions that you have in your Christian walk. It's very bold of you, and it's a very good thing that you share what you go through, because your struggle inevitably turns into your testimony that you can share with other people and help them grow. But I got some verses to help us grow, and it's not just the you know, us fighting for these for salvation. We have help from our Father. So let's see what the Bible says about this. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, it says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, and whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." So it goes back to weeding out distractions. One way that we can weed out distractions is by focusing on all the things from Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Focusing on what's true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, anything that is excellent and praiseworthy. And in the Bible, it talks about all good and perfect things come from the Father above. So we got to focus on the things of God, because it's a choice, whatever we do. If we choose to focus on the things of God, then we're saying no to the things of this world and the things of our enemy. We have to set up boundaries in order to weed out distraction from the outside. But we also have to remember that we can't follow our own hearts. because if we follow our hearts are they're very wicked. Our desires are not God's desires. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have to remember. When Disney World or everybody say follow your heart, all these TV shows or all these movies, we have to remember we can't follow our own heart. We have to follow the light. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. I mean, and the life that we must follow and must live. So let's get to the second verse, which comes to fixing our eyes on Jesus. So we weed out distractions by fixing our focus on Jesus. Like I said earlier, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2, it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We got to remember that this favor that we receive from God, being set apart by God, is only because of Jesus. So we can't do anything by ourselves. We can't live right by ourselves, because we inevitably going to get tired and then succumb to the distractions and succumb to the ways of this world. So don't be a solo dolo Christian. There's never a such thing where you're a solo dolo Christian. You need community. You need to have an accountability partner. And that's why we do this Bible study every Sunday, whether it be 6 o'clock, whether it be 8 o'clock. And then we have other, you know, things like prayer meetings that we're going to start back up, or men's Bible study, women's Bible study. Like, we want you guys to be involved, and we want you guys to have family and have accountability, because whether you like it or not, you know, when you get to heaven, there's going to be some people that you thought you didn't, that you didn't like. But if they know Jesus and you know Jesus, then you're going to go to heaven, and they're going to go to heaven, and there ain't no warring up in heaven. There's nothing but rejoicing and love and peace and happiness up there in heaven. So let's go to the next verse that helps us weed out distractions. Going back to focusing, Colossians chapter 3, verse number 2 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. I mean, that speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. And then the final verse that I had was Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. And I have a personal testimony about this, because when it comes to my job, I am an in-flight refueler. And basically, at my job, I have to guide a pole into a plane while we're flying at hundreds of miles per hour. If I get distracted at any point, I could possibly hurt my plane, or I could possibly hurt the pilots in the other plane. So Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27 is really a testament to how we're supposed to live our lives. If you do not set your mind or fix your gaze on the task that's in front of you, if you don't do what God tells you, like if you don't focus on what God has put in front of you, then you're at risk of hurting yourself and hurting others. And that's where we come back to setting boundaries. But I want you guys to know that these verses encourage us to focus on positive, uplifting things to keep our attention fixed on what is important, such as Jesus and living according to God's will. But I turn these questions over to you, Kaya. I'm going to ask you some questions, because we're going to be in this.
Okay.
So, or the whole crowd that's here, why is it important to focus on positive things? In your opinion, why do you think it's important?
In my opinion, okay. I feel like focusing on positive things, it helps to keep us uplifted as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us to like maintain that Christian mindset of, you know, love and unity and positivity. And when you're focusing on negative things, that could encourage you to do something negative, do something unchristian. Like, you know, you mentioned Colossians 3 earlier, and I kept reading while you were talking. I'm not going to lie.
That's
but
all right.
I wanted to share it anyways. So in Colossians 3, hold on, let me pull it up right here. In Colossians 3:12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, all positive things, and bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which bind them all together in perfect unity. And I feel like those are the things, obviously, these are the things that God is instructing us to focus on.
Yeah.
As Christians, we don't want to focus on, earlier in verse 8, it says, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. We should remove these things from our lips, you know, and encourage good behavior in ourselves and in one another.
Wow. That was a mouthful, but thank you.
It was.
That was, yeah.
I was going to write it down in the chat so everybody.
Yeah, you can most definitely put it down in the chat for everybody to see.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to know we really appreciate y'all for coming to this Bible study. And yeah, put your answers in the chat. Put it in the chat so we can read it. So that we can be a part of it. We all can be a part of it. We love Bible study vibes and we love you guys. You know, it's a whole family, you know what I'm saying? So we just trying to grow in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
The next question that we have says, how can distractions affect our ability to focus on what's important? I got the answer to this one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So based on me, like I was saying earlier, distractions can divert our attention away from important tasks or values, leading to wasted time, missed opportunities, and possibly death. So I already done beat that horse dead. So we're going to go to the next question. The next question, question number 3, and we got 5 questions, y'all. We ain't trying to keep y'all here too long. But we appreciate it. Question number 3 says, what are some practical ways to minimize distraction in our daily lives?
You know, earlier our pastor had said something which it was profound to me because this is my love language, but he said words of affirmation. And I don't know if y'all ever heard of it's like 5 or 6 love languages.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage everybody to take that quiz to find out how you like to be loved. But he said that words of affirmation are really important to speak onto one another and speak positivity in life over one another to help keep you, you know, on the right path and to help encourage other people to stay on the right path. You're just spreading that love.
So that's how you minimize distractions?
Yes.
Okay.
Words of affirmation.
Cool, bet. Yeah. That's why
I want to piggyback off of what Kaya said. Hi, everybody.
What's up?
I think that's so true. I think somewhere in the Bible, I know it says there's power of life and death in the tongue. So that is huge, I think. And when I was dealing with labor and the contractions, I was, it just brought me back when Kaya said the affirmations part, because I was listening to this, it's called Christian Hypnobirthing App. And I was speaking that over my entire labor. So that was definitely keeping me in the moment. So if I could take that and apply it to everyday life, you know, listening, for me, it's listening to Christian music and worship, because I talked about this the last Bible study, I get sucked into secular music and that distracts me from what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm called to be. So for me, it'd be listening to more worship music.
Yeah.
Keep me on the right path. To keep me thinking about what, you know, what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dang. Thank you. Yeah. That's really insightful. The words of affirmation, like you had said. Yeah. And then that's perfect. It keeps you focused.
Mm-hmm.
On what's good. Yep, yeah. Exactly.
That's like, my dad would always say that, whatever you're doing throughout the day, whatever you're filling yourself up with, what you're watching, you know, if it's social media or playing video games or you know, listening to music, all of those things cumulatively add up to, you know, where your heart's going to be at, you know. So
Absolutely.
it, yeah, so it, the part of the distraction is I mean, the way to avoid the distraction is to do the daily walk with God, you know, just
Yeah.
asking for daily bread. Because, you know, we've all been there, I think, where we've walked with God really, really well for a while, and then, oh, you know, one little thing came up, oh, another little thing came up, and next thing you know, it's like, man, I haven't read the Bible in weeks. I haven't, I can't tell you the last time I prayed, you know. So I think, yeah, it's a daily walk with God in order to overcome those distractions.
Amen. That
Amen.
is so true. It's a fight every day because we're so imperfect. We can't.
Exactly.
It's not our default. So you're absolutely right. It is a daily struggle, but it pays off in the end.
Yeah, and God most definitely gives us the strength. I forgot what verse in Psalms chapter 37 talks about it. But I was about to say, Alice, could you go to verse Psalms 37 for me real quick?
One second, Taji. I got you. All right. Psalms 37, you said, right?
I forgot what verse it was. Pastor spoke about it today, but it was basically talking about how you know, we will struggle, but we will stumble, but we won't fall.
You got a verse for me?
Let me go. I'm trying to remember it.
No, he said he didn't remember.
All right, well, I got Psalms 37. I can start in verse 1 if you like.
Yeah, go ahead, and I'll stop you when I hear it.
All right. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance, but the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. But their swords will stab their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. It is better to be godly and have a little than to be evil and rich, for the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in famine, they will have more than enough.
Oh
But the
yeah, I got
wicked
it
will.
now.
Oh, you got it? All right.
All right, it's verse 23 and 24.
Ah, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand.
Amen. And
That's good
that's
verse.
yeah, I was about to say that's literally That's literally what I appreciate you, Chase. That's literally what the pastor had said. He had wrote that down today, or he had put it on the screen for us to see today, and that stood out to me because I was just like, man, I was telling Kaya, I say, man, I try so hard to be perfect, and I'm like, man, I know I can't be perfect. I don't want anybody to see me struggling, trying to be perfect. But Kaya told me, she was just like, why are you trying to be perfect? You're not God. You're not Jesus. We all stumble and fall. And I'm just like, oh, look at that cute baby. And I'm just like, you know what? You're right. I don't have to do this by myself. I don't have to do this on my own. Let me just try hard. Let me just try and focus on the things that's in front of me. And day by day, I will GBD, which means get better daily. There you go. So if I'm trying and I'm doing what God wants me to do, then I will get better because it's in his plan. We already won. We already have the victory. So how can that story of, like, you might think to yourself, how can the story of the wheat and the tares help us understand the importance of focus? But the story highlights the need for this, for discernment between what is beneficial and what is harmful, emphasizing the importance of focusing on nurturing the good while eliminating distractions that hinder our growth, but also realizing one thing, that at any moment in time, the things that you let grow can become toxic in your life. So you have to pay close attention, just like God pays close attention to us. And that's why you got to hyper focus and can't let just let your own body and intuition go into autopilot, because nothing good happens while it's on autopilot. Even pilots that's flying, I seen it. They got to actually fly the plane. You can, because the autopilot does not, this is nerdy right here, but the autopilot does not take off. Like, you cannot take off with autopilot on, and you can't land with autopilot on. So you have to focus. Those critical phases of flight. You need to pay close attention to your speeds and all that stuff. Sorry for nerding out. I was about to go in depth. I was about to say VVI, all that stuff, VMI, and VCG, all that stuff.
Please.
I know. But it's so cool.
But you know, even I want to say to that, and you're talking about autopilot and stuff. Talk I know me. You're saying in the critical moments, we should definitely keep our focus. But even in the little moments. Because it's small things that can creep in and grow and fester. Like Destiny was saying earlier with the secular music, you might think, oh, let me just listen to this one song. Something so tiny.
Yeah.
And then it turns into two songs. And it turns into five songs. And then the whole album.
And then now that's all your playlist
exactly. Build. So you got to keep focus all the time. Really. Don't ever turn the autopilot on. Don't lose that focus.
All right. I like that. I like that.
So, can I just jump in for a sec? My friend Sahib, I'm like almost afraid to tell him anything I got going on in my life, even if it's the least little bit negative, because it's always, oh, let me pray for that, blah blah blah, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, it's really not that big of a deal, you know, like I don't need you to pray for every little thing, but I had a kind of a revelation, like, you know, the way they approach their walk with God is like they pray for every little thing. Like, you know, I wait for things to go horribly wrong before I start praying. And they're like, oh, you cut your hand. Oh, let me pray for that. You know, I pray. I'm like, it's just a cut. You know, it's not a big deal. It's going to heal up on its own. It's not a big deal, you know, but maybe it's a cultural thing, but I think it's, you know, maybe it's a good approach for ourselves, like to walk with God like that, where we don't, you know, where we take every little thing to God. I don't know, it's not something I've implemented yet, but I was thinking about it, you know?
Yeah. That literally reminds me of, I love having Bible study, because we always bounce off each other's heads, like, you know, ideas. That just reminds me of what Jesus said, you know, you got to be like a child to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Like, you got to be like a child. That baby that's on your stomach right now,
she's gonna come to you for every problem. Her finger, daddy, mommy.
So, like, we gotta be, I love that they got a baby. Like, it's just so, we gotta be like babies in the faith, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we grow strong, you know, from milk to meat, but still, we still gonna be God's children. So I love how the analogy is just there, like, yeah, let's run to God for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he already got it solved. He already got the problem solved.
Yeah.
He's just looking at us like, is you gonna ask for help?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna drop your pride? Because you know who the most prideful person was. He's not in heaven. You know what I'm saying? So you gonna be like your father in heaven, or you gonna be like the other one? You know what I'm saying? And one rep the other.
We don't want to, exactly.
They not like us. All right. So the last question, and then we're gonna be done for tonight. And then we're gonna close out in prayer. It says, what role does faith play in maintaining focus on spiritual growth?
The first thing comes to mind is is like hearing God's voice. Like, I always feel like I get to a point, you know, where I'm like, oh, I've been really walking with God. I'm like, I really feel like I'm starting to hear God's voice. And then a little distraction comes up, I get off track, and then I'm like, feel like I'm starting back over again, you know, trying to find God's voice again and hear him again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I just feel like I know, like, we talk about growth, but I feel like going without God, it's almost like you got to start back over again.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Going without God, you got to start back over. Nah, that's real.
Yeah, that's how it feels. I mean, maybe, you know, we do grow and maybe we do learn from our lessons, but sometimes that's how it feels.
And, you know, it's all right to feel that way, but just know that you're not by yourself, you know, and you have a strong foundation of faith, because that's what it got to be. Faith got to be the foundation, you know, that belief in things not seen. That's what faith is. That's what it says. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. My bad. Let me go back to what it says. Well, let me see what it said.
I remember you told me this quote too.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot it.
Oh, that's what Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Mm.
Hebrews, that was good.
Yeah, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
That's so good.
And this is what the ancestors were commended for. You know, they had the faith to action. We go back to Abraham. You know, he's stepping out in faith, and he was trusting in God to give him many children, unlimited numbers of the stars, number of the sands in the ground. Like, he took that step of faith, even with his son. Like, he was about to sacrifice his son.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped out on faith. He didn't know what was going on, but he had the substance of things hoped for. He say, if God told me to do it, I'm going to do it, and I know he's going to provide. And that's how we got to move. We got to move that way.
Yeah.
We got to have faith. And it's not even super big. Like, what Jesus said in the next one, in Matthew chapter 13. I love how we was talking about the wheat and the tare, and then right after that, Jesus went from the wheat and the tare and just went straight to the faith of a mustard seed. Like, hey, it's really crazy. It's like it was all tied in, supposed to work out. But that's a whole nother Bible study for a whole nother day. But I really do appreciate y'all for coming to this Bible study. If y'all have anything that y'all want to pray about, pray for, make sure y'all put it inside the chat, or y'all can say it out loud. But I hope y'all was able to hear the smooth sounds.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in for today's episode of Bible Study Vibes. Your support means the world to us. If you found value in today's discussion, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Together we can continue to grow in our faith and inspire others to draw closer to Christ. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may his word continue to guide you and strengthen you on your journey. Thank you for being a part of Bible Study Vibes. Deuces.